Embraer looks to Tunisia as potential production hub. Brazilian aerospace giant Embraer is considering setting up a production or assembly facility in Tunisia as part of its strategic plan to diversify its supplier base and expand production capacity. Embraer has been present in Africa for several years and looks to grow its OEM capabilities. While Tunisia is not home to any Embraer operators at the moment, the hub would support Embraer operations across Africa, the Mediterranean, and Europe. Embraer already has a large market share in Africa, and the new industrial presence will boost its growing footprint on the continent. High-level meeting in Tunisia. An Embraer delegation led by Francisco Moraes, Vice President of Africa Commercial Aviation, was hosted by Tunisia's Foreign Investment Promotion Agency, which confirmed the developments. The teams met on July 10th as part of discussions that began in May. The official visit represents a positive development in the ongoing dialogue. The teams are assessing the feasibility of integrating the Brazilian manufacturer's expertise into Tunisia's national aerospace ecosystem as Tunisia joins Embraer's global value chain. As reported by Tunisie Numérique, the Embraer delegation had the opportunity to examine the North African country's industrial capacities, particularly in subcontracting, engineering, and skilled labor. Tunisia reportedly has over 80 aerospace companies, with over 17,000 workers in the aviation sector. The country's strategic geographic location close to Europe, fiscal incentives, and specialized infrastructure have made it more attractive to major international contractors. While the project is still in its infancy, both parties are optimistic about its potential. A growing presence in Africa. Embraer already holds a substantial market share in Africa, with many operators preferring its regional jets on short to medium haul routes. There are nearly 200 Embraer aircraft flying across the continent, ranging from the smaller and older EMB-120 to the larger and more modern E195-E2. Airlink, one of Africa's largest airlines, recently announced that it will lease 10 E195-E2s from Azora. However, Tunisia itself does not currently have any Embraer operators. Nonetheless, the manufacturer's focus on Tunisia positions the country as a competitive industrial hub in North Africa. A new aircraft production or assembly facility will mark a strategic turning point for the country's aerospace industry, solidifying its role in the global value chain and generating significant economic and technological benefits. Tunisia will have an opportunity to upgrade its industrial base and diversify international partnerships. This investment in Tunisia would be Embraer's first industrial footprint in North Africa, signaling an opportunity for long-term regional integration. Embraer has its primary production facility at São José dos Campos in São Paulo and other facilities in Brazil, the U.S., and Portugal. A new facility in Tunisia would be a significant boost for Africa, a continent with immense aviation potential. Eyeing expansion in North Africa. While Embraer has a strong presence in Africa, it will look to increase its presence in North Africa, which is dominated by Airbus and Boeing. Morocco's Royal Air Maroc and Egypt's Air Cairo are among the few Embraer operators in the region, both flying E190s. However, Embraer is reportedly eyeing an order from Royal Air Maroc, which issued an RFP for new aircraft in April 2024. The carrier is looking to quadruple its fleet in the coming years. The potential deal with Embraer is for E2 family jets, giving a boost to Embraer's new generation aircraft program. The carrier plans to develop new domestic and international routes. It will expand domestic connectivity with 46 new internal routes and grow its Casablanca hub into potentially one of Africa's largest hubs in terms of traffic. The plans come as Morocco seeks to grow the air transport sector ahead of the 2030 FIFA World Cup. Embraer identifies its regional jets as the right-sized aircraft for developing connectivity in fragmented markets. According to Embraer, the E2s offer lower trip costs and increased range, making them ideal for short and medium-haul routes, particularly in Africa, where connectivity and demand on several routes remains relatively low.